The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph continues the discussion that was started at the beginning of the perek. Hamotzi Yayin Kedemezilgas HaKois, a person who is Motzi Yayin, as we explained in the last shiur, is a shiur of Mezilgas HaKois. In order for a person to be Chayv in Eitzah, it has to be the amount of wine that is a Dabar Choshuv. So the Gemara discusses, what does it mean Mezilgas HaKois? Tana Kedemezilgas HaKois Yofet. What's a Kois Yofet? The Gemara talks about a Kois Shel Brocha. Like Rav Nachman Amarava Baravua says, Kois Shel Brocha Tzor Shiyeva Roiva Revias. The amount of wine that needs to be in a Kodesh Bracha is a quarter of a Revias, that therefore if you would add three more portions, it would end up to be a Revias. We've learned, and it's Rava is going, the Gemara says, if the chamra, if wine is not diluted properly with the exact measurement necessary, it is not chamra, and therefore a person cannot be yoitza a kreishel bracha. I'd like to discuss today the inyan of kreishel bracha. The main sugya is in brachas and daf nun aleph amud aleph, and we'll go through many of the inyanim in kreishel bracha, and certain aspects of the kreishel bracha are chiyuvi, are mandatory, and certain aspects, as manazeh we'll see, are hidurim, but in any case, it's kedai to discuss these inyanim. The Gemara in Brachas and Dafnan Aleph and Aleph brings from Rav Zeira Omer of Avo, V'ami lo b'masnisa tono, Asara dvarim nemru b'kreishol bracha. There are 10 items, 10 qualifications that are necessary for a kreishol bracha. And we'll list them all, and we'll go through one by one, be'ezras Hashem, in the Hemshech of the Shir. Ton hadocha, it needs to be washed out inside the kais. Ushtifa, the outside of the kais, has to be clean as well. Chai, it has to be alive, and we'll get to that in a minute, what exactly chai refers to. Umale, it has to be full. Itur, it has to have an atara, like a crown, so to speak, which we'll discuss. The ituf, a kreishol bracha needs ituf. Person has to be misatef, get dressed up like atifas atalis properly. Noitle b'shtei yadayim, a person should accept the kreishol bracha with two hands. Noisne b'yamin, he should then give over the kreishol bracha and hold it dafka in his right hand. Umagbiyay min akarka tefach, it must be elevated for the karka. In today's day, obviously when we sit up by a table, we're referring to being magbiyay the kreis, one tefach from the table. The Naisin Einov Boy, a person should concentrate and look at the Kreishol Brocha as he's benching. The Eish Oimrim, and some say, Af Mishragre B'matono Al Anjei Beisoy, a person should send it as a gift to his wife and his children to give them the chance to enjoy the Brocha of Kreishol Brocha, which is a tremendous blessing. Amar Rav Yochanan, the Gemara in Brochas Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph continues by bringing down the words of Rav Yochanan, and he says, Anu, us, we hold, our position is, Ein lanu ela arba'a bilvad. There are only four of these 10 qualifications necessary for the kreishol bracha. And which four are they? Hadocha, shetifa, wiping, cleaning it on the inside and on the outside, chai, which we'll discuss what it means, umale, and it must be full as well. The Zohar brings down, these four are the ones that one should definitely concentrate on. The halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, and a simon as to which four, the Zohar brings down actually that the simon is chamisha, which is chai, malei, shetifa, adocha, chamisha. Some say one can remember it by remembering the letters simcha. Simcha also stands for shetifa, malei, chai, adocha. So those are the four that we paskin are chiyuv. Now, the Torah brings from the Goinim that even though the Rambam and others paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that in today's day, the only four qualifications are those four, the four of Simcha. However, one should be machmir as much as possible to fulfill the other qualifications as well. The Magen Avraham also in Sifkot and Hay brings B'shem Kubalim. That's definitely a very commendable act to make sure that a person fulfills all the qualifications, all 10, even though only 4 are actually a chiyuv. We'll start by discussing the first 4, which are chiyuv, and we'll progress by explaining the other 6 as well. And one should try to keep in mind and try to be mekayim as many qualifications as they can, and this is very fundamental, important kodeshal bracha. The first qualification is hadocha and shetifa. A person has to make sure the kodeshal bracha is clean, it has to be wiped, washed out. Some people are annoyed to leave some water in the kodeshal bracha. And the Shulchan Aruch brings down that even though the halacha is that that one does need to be to fulfill hadocha and shetifa, if the kais is naki, if the kais is clean already, and it's not lacking, and the shiurim and the sediment and you cannot the previous usages of this kais are not apparent, they're all clean already, then a person does not have to be mekayim hadocha and shetifa. That's enough as long as it's clean. If a person could clean it with a tablecloth on the outside, that's also fine. I mean, and the Zohar Kodesh brings down that even though it's clean, it would be commendable to wash it anyway, to be mekayim these halachas of hadocha and shetifa. But this is just a chumrah, and it's not, the halacha is that a person could be mekayim shetifa hadocha by just ensuring that the kodesh bracha is clean when it started. The third qualification of chiyuv is the qualification of chai. What does chai mean? The pashtus, in the olden days, like we just mentioned, the Gemara in Shabbos and our Gemara, that it has to be diluted. You know, 3-1, it's brought down by the Rishonim that the Gemara also in Brachos brings down that that they used to wait till the Bracha Ha'aretz, when we're talking about wine from Eretz Yisrael, to show the Chashivas of the wine from Eretz Yisrael, that it's so strong, it's so powerful, it's so gesund, that it needs to be diluted 3-1. So the halacha was that a person should fill the kais one quarter, and by birchas haaretz, when we talk about the shvach of the peretz Eretz Yisrael, that is when the person would add 3 measures of water in order to dilute it properly and to show the godless and the potency of the wine of Eretz Yisrael. Today's day in our wines, some are still naig to add drops of water to be mekayim this halacha of chai, but we don't have the type of wine that necessitates obviously 3-1. It might even be a problem la halacha to dilute the wine 3-1 because it would be bottle and the bracha would turn to a shahakal possibly. So in today's day, the concept of chai does not exist in its natural state. But what the halacha does bring down, Shulchan Aruch does bring down, that a person must be yoytziyenu min achavis. A person should take the wine from the bakbuk, from the bottle or the barrel, l'shem bracha. It has to be chai, it has to be alive, it has to be vibrant. That it shouldn't have been sitting around in another cup, and you take shirayim and you collect wine from different cups or even from one cup, something that was not poured, l'shem bracha. So that is something that today we are makbid on, that a person should pour the wine specifically for the kodeshal bracha to be mekayim this halacha, that it should be chai, it should be alive, it should be vibrant, and not that it should have been sitting around open, not fresh, to be mekayim the halacha of chai. Another concept of chai is the halacha, the Rosh brings down, and others, the Torah brings down, that there is a shita that chai is not referring to the wine. The qualification of Kaish of Bracha has to be chai is actually talking about the kais. The kais has to be alive. What does it mean that kais is alive? The Rishonim explain that the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Nundalet Amid Aleph, talks about kalim, that when kalim fall into a bar, then a person would be chayv in bar, even though the halach is chamar v'loy odom, shor v'loy odom, chamar v'loy kalim, that the bar is potter on kalim, but misas kalim possibly would have a different din, because the breakage of kalim, the breakage of kalim is its mitzah. The Gemara says the words ala kalim should be rasan zui misasan. That by a man, by an adam that falls into the bar, there's two alochas. When he breaks his leg, so then it's considered nezek. When he dies, when he gets killed in the bar, it has a whole different alocha. But kalim have the same alocha because the breaking of the kalim zuhi misasan. Says the Rosh, that and the Torah brings down that shvi rasan zuhi misasan. That's the halacha of chai. That the kais shel bracha has to be alive. It can't be broken. It can't be pogum. It can't be that it has a crack on the top. That would mean that the keli is dead. It's a keli that's not chai, that's not alive. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the tshuva brings down that for this very reason, a person cannot use a kaisho brocha made out of a disposable keli, because if the keli is on its way to the garbage, it's a one-time usage. So that is not a kiyum of a keli chai. Just like a pogum is not, it's like a dead keli. So a keli, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, a keli that has one use and it's not a mechuvetik keli, it's on its way out, would also be considered a keli she'ini chai, and therefore a person should not use a disposable keli for a kaisho bracha. Shlomo Zalman brings down that if it's the type of keli that could be used multiple times, that people do use multiple times, maybe the new type of disposable kaisos that are silver and that look like a kais, and people would typically wash it out and use it again, that would be less of a problem. But obviously, if a person does not have a klishal kesef, which is the ideal, it's brought down in the svarim that kesef is there are reasons to use a kaisal kesef over a different type of kais, but if a person has a choice be using a kais she'enei chai, even a plastic keli or no kais at all, a person should use a kli and bench on a kais rather than not bench on a kais at all. And the halacha of mole is that the kaisal bracha has to be full to the top. It's brought down that if a person doesn't have enough wine, a person might want to put something inside the kais to raise the level of the wine to the top, that the kaisal bracha should look mole. What might be suggested is an ice cube if possible, something that would not interfere with the amount of wine. It should be less than the wine. Obviously, it should not be mostly ice cubes, but if a person needs to raise, to elevate the level, then a person could put something in the kais that would elevate the level to be mekayim this halacha that the kaisal bracha should be mole, the kaisal bracha should be full. It's brought down from the Taz and the Magen Avraham bring down that there was a minig that they would not fill it to the very top, because the Gemara, one of the qualifications of kaisal bracha is itur, a Torah, a crown. How does one become a crown? Some say that you become the crown by filling it to the top. Some say that the way you become the crown is by leaving a little bit over and not filling it to the top, so it's crowned by that empty space is sort of a crown. We're not noyig like that. Our minig is to be mekayim the words mole by filling it to the top. And therefore, the kiyum of atara, the Gemara brings down and also in Brachos, that Reb Chizda was ma'ater ben Atalye, that Reb Chizda used to be ma'ater and crown the kaisho bracha with six little cups of wine. Maybe the new types of silver Kiddush dispensers, which have an atara of many silver little cups, would be a kiyum of this goyin. But the goyin used to put the kosher bracha in middle and make kiddush, make birchas hamazon on a kais that was crowned with six other kaises all around this kosher bracha. The Gemara also brings down that there were those that used to be mekayim the words itur by being ma'atar and crowning their table with talmidim, that they would put talmidim around the shas to bracha and make a bracha with a table that's crowned with their talmidim, with their students, their disciples, and that is not the minhag today. However, that is brought down as one of the kiyumim of the word itur, that a kosher bracha should be crowned. So we've gone through the four basic halachos, and we spoke about itur, and now we'll go on to the words ituf, the ma'ate. If a person should be ma'ate, this again is not halacha l'maisa, but it's definitely commendable that a person should. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Tifkot and Yud Aleph that the Magen Avraham says in the name of the Bach that a Yorei Shemayim should not make a Birchas HaMazon b'mitznefes with his kippah, with his yarmulke, but rather he should put his hat on his head, and some are misate themselves with a Beged Elyoin of putting on a jacket for benching. And the Chofetz Chaim brings down in Mishnah Berurah, he says, "V'cheinagu kayyom b'Yisrael be'ez birchas hamazon." It is yes the minik today, even though it's not a chiyuv, but it is the minik shemeshivin hakoyval rasheim. People put on their hat. Afilu kishim avarach biyachad v'loy kois means here we're talking about being mevarach al kosher bracha, that a person should have the concept of ituf, of dressing himself up for the birchas hamazon. The Chofetz Chaim says that even when a person benches by themselves, there is this inyan of ituf, and the reason is because we find that Birchas HaMazon is similar to Shemayna Esrei. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel and Aruch Chaim brings down that in Seif Ches, that B'negeah Hefzik, B'negeah being mafzik and talking out or motioning in the middle of Birchas HaMazon, it has the halacha of Shemayna Esrei, and a person should sit b'shevaima v'yir shemayim to create his kavan, and therefore, just like in Shemayna Esrei, there's this halacha of hikoin that a person should get dressed up to daven Shemayna Esrei. Likewise, b'negeah the halacha b'rechas hamazon, there would be this inyan of getting putting on a hat and a jacket, even in a case where a person is not necessarily benching with a kosher bracha, he's benching by himself, but he should still get dressed up in that manner. The halacha is the seventh criteria of kosher bracha is noitla b'shtei yadav. A person, ideally, it's brought down that somebody else should hand the kosher bracha to the mevarich, and the mevarich should be mekabel kosher bracha with two hands. And and then the eighth criteria is noisne biyamin. He should then take the kais from both hands and rest it in his right hand. The place can bring down that the halacha is to hold the actual kais. If you have a kais with a stem, then the person would want to hold the kais part of it with his yad yamin. Now, it's brought down that a person should really try not to hold the kosher bracha with his small as well. And if he needs support, he should not, he may support his right hand with his left hand, but ideally it would be to rest his right hand on something else on the table that elevates his right hand if a person is having a problem holding the kais in his right hand, then he would be able to rest it on something else, even though we'll discuss the ninth criteria, which is makbihoi tefach. He should try to keep it elevated tefach throughout benching, and some say until he actually drinks the Kaisel Bracha. He should try not to put it down. If his hand is getting tired, he may put it down after the fourth Bracha. But some say the best is that if he could hold the Kais all the way up till he drinks it after the Bracha when he's finished the entire Shemoneh Esrei. And the final halacha is Naisin Einov V'Kaisel Birchas HaMazon. He should look at the Kaisel Birchas HaMazon. And the reason why he should do that is Shalo Yitzich Daitoi. And it's something that's it's important, brought down in the Svarim, that a person should really try whatever he can to concentrate on the Bracha and to be Magbiya Tefach so that others can see the Bracha and they can also partake in Birchas HaMazon and concentrating on the Kaisel Bracha, giving it an elevated amount of chashivos. And we mentioned the last halacha, the Shaga L'Ishta V'Kaisel Bracha, which is an added halacha, it's the 11th halacha, is that a person should share the Kaisel Bracha with his wife and with the Mesubim, because there's tremendous bracha in the Kaisel Bracha, and therefore, if the wife drinks the bracha, she will be mizbarech with that as well. Obviously, b'meini dosa, a person should be zorin not to send directly the wine to his wife, but rather he should leave it and allow the wife to take the kaisel bracha from him, from the plate, without sending it. There is a little bit of a discussion, b'negeh iter yad, b'negeh somebody who's a lefty, as to which hand he should hold the kaisel bracha in. The Shulchan Aruch and Sif Hei says, Yesh Misha Oimer, and Simon Kuf Pei Gimel Sif Hei, Yesh Misha Oimer Shem HaMavarech Iter, Oichez HaKais B'Yaminoi, Shusma Shul Kol Adam. He should do the opposite. He should hold the Kais in his own hand, which is actually the left hand of everybody else. He should hold the hand in his left hand if he's a lefty. The only issue is that there seems to be a stira, because the Mechaber in Siman Tofresh Nun Aleph Siv Gimel paskins that he should go like everybody else, and it's brought down in Kabbalah as well from the Ben Ish Chai and others that Kaisel Bracha he should use the yamin of everybody and not his own yamin, but rather, even though he's a lefty, he should put it in his own right hand, which is everybody's right hand. And the Ben Ish Chai brings down that since B'Torah's Kabbalah, it's stated that a person should do it in his own right hand. So since there's a stira in the nigla in the halacha, there seems to be a stira in the mechaber which hand should be used. Since we have the Kabbalah, we would use different Kabbalah to reconcile the stira, and therefore the Ben Ish Chai maintains that a person lefty should hold the Kaisel Bracha in his own right hand. But it is discussed in the Paiskim that if there's, in the event that there's a person that cannot hold steadily the Kaisel Bracha in his left hand, he should definitely, in his left hand, which is the yamin of everybody else, he should rather do it in his own left hand, everybody else's left hand, and hold the Kaisel Bracha in the left hand so that the Kaisel Bracha does not spill. So these are the 10 halachas mentioned in B'negei Shel Kaisel Bracha. As we mentioned, that the first four are obligatory. The halacha of Shatif and Hadocha, it has to be cleaned properly inside and out. The halacha of Chai, which we explained to mean either that it should be fresh right out of the bottle, it should be diluted properly in the olden days, and some Rishonim bring down that the Kaisel Bracha should be chai, which means that the Kais should be whole, it shouldn't be pogum, it shouldn't be broken, and it shouldn't be made out of plastic, chad pami, in a manner that it's something that will be thrown out right away, and rather we should try to get a Kais which is made out of silver, l'chatchila, and male, which means that the Kaisel Bracha should be filled to the top. And there are another six or seven qualifications which we discussed that are not obligatory, But Kalamachmir, the Kaishal Brocha, gets tremendous bracha, as brought down in Maseches Brachos and in the Sora Maktoshim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.